Investment Flash.
If you thought the AI party was just getting started, someone just pulled the fire alarm and the exits are getting crowded.
Yeah, and it's not a drill. It is Monday, June 8th, and you are listening to the London edition of Investment Flash. I'm Marie, here with Tom and Gerald. And honestly, the market regime just flipped on its head over the weekend.
Yeah, look, the headlines are pretty grim. We saw a proper tech rout in the last session, oil is surging on those Israel-Iran clashes, and the VIX is spiking 40%. It's the kind of morning that makes you want to double-check your bond allocations.
For real? I mean, buddy, the NASDAQ 100 ETF dropped almost 5%. NVIDIA alone slumped over 6% in Friday's session. It's like every AI bull decided to head for the hills at the exact same time.
Wait a second, Tom. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Yes, the sell-off was brutal, but did you see the Wall Street Journal report? They just ranked NVIDIA as the number one company for the future in their 2026 list. The structural story hasn't changed, just because some traders got spooked by a geopolitical headline.
The thing is, Marie, structural stories don't pay the bills when the volatility index is sitting at 21. When the VIX jumps 40% in a single session, it's not about the 2026 outlook anymore. It's about forced de-risking. People are selling what they can, not what they want to.
No way! It's a total exodus. Bloomberg and MarketWatch are both saying the AI rally is cooling fast because of these rate hike bets. I mean, NVIDIA is down nearly 9% for the week. My portfolio is looking like a crime scene.
No, but that's exactly my point. It's a rotation, not a total collapse. Look at where the money is going. Investors are pouring into health insurers and banks. The Healthcare Select ETF actually rose 0.6% while tech was tanking.
Fair enough, but let's be real. Buying healthcare and banks right now is basically a defensive crouch. The Financial Select ETF edged up 0.2%, and the retail ETF was down about 1%. That's relative strength, sure, but it's hardly a ringing endorsement of the broader economy.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story.
But Gerald, you've got to love the banks here, right? Especially with the ECB. We're looking at rate hikes starting this week. Deutsche Bank is trading at a price-to-earnings ratio of only about 7. That's got to be a value play, even for a skeptic like you.
All right, look. Deutsche Bank at 0.66 times book value is interesting. I'll give you that. Higher rates do boost net interest margins, but the European macro situation is a mess. Deutsche Bank is already down 18% year to date. Analysts revising price targets after a 20% drop is basically a free retirement plan for them. They're just chasing the price down.
Fair enough. They always seem to tell you it's going to rain right after you're already soaked.
Look, the real pressure is coming from the energy side. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Israel and Iran have exchanged fire again. That's the first time since the April ceasefire. Oil spiked on that news, and it's putting a massive cap on anything that isn't a direct commodity play.
Right, and that's the problem for the airlines. Did you see the hit IAG took? The parent company of British Airways plunged over 10%. Their CEO warned that fares have to go up because jet fuel prices have basically doubled since this conflict started.
That's brutal. IAG is sitting nearly 40% below its 52-week high. If oil keeps climbing, nobody is going to be able to afford a vacation, Betty. We'll all be staying home watching our tech stocks melt.
Honestly, I'm going to push back here. MarketWatch had a fascinating take. They noted that while everyone is talking about oil, only 7 companies in the S&P 500 have actually cited energy costs as a reason to cut their profit outlooks. The talk is way ahead of the reality.
Yeah, look, maybe for a software company in California, but if you're flying planes or moving freight, it's very real. And look at the bond market. The 20-year Treasury ETF, ticker TLT, is at 52-week lows. Inflation fears from oil are driving rate hike bets, and that's poison for long-duration assets.
Even Bitcoin is getting crushed. CoinDesk says it's behaving exactly like a risk asset. It erased all its overnight gains as soon as those oil prices jumped 40%. I thought it was supposed to be digital gold.
Tom, remember when you said Bitcoin was the ultimate hedge back in Q1? Calling the bottom on crypto is like trying to catch a falling safe.
Oh, come on, Gerald. Don't rub it in. But he's not wrong about the risk-off sentiment. Even gold is struggling. It fell over 3.5% in the last session. It's caught between being a safe haven and getting hammered by those rising yields.
Wait a second. If everything is down, where do we actually put money? Are we just hiding in the United States Oil Fund, ticker USO?
Well, maybe look at Japan. Nikkei Asia is reporting that corporate real estate sales there just hit an 18-year high. Companies are offloading property at the top of the market to improve efficiency. It's a huge supply surge.
The thing is, that's exactly why you sell the Japan Real Estate ETF, ticker JRE. It's up nearly 15% year to date and sitting near 52-week highs. If the locals are selling their buildings at record rates, why would you be buying the ETF?
Right?
Splon.
All right, so the play is short tech, short Japan real estate, and long oil? That feels like a very crowded trade, guys. I'm starting to get that contrarian itch.
See, this is what I mean about the NVIDIA disconnect. If the long-term fundamentals are as strong as the journal says, a 13% discount from the highs is an entry point, not a reason to panic. But as always, none of this is investment advice.
Honestly, I'd wait for the VIX to settle before wading back into the chips. When volatility is this high, you don't need to be a hero. I'd rather sit in the healthcare sector, ticker XLV. It has a 20% cushion above its yearly lows and is actually holding up in this mess.
I mean, he's not wrong, but I'm still watching those AI names. If Powell comes out and leans dovish because of the geopolitical shock, the rate trade collapses and tech will fly again.
That's a big if, Tom. We haven't seen any sign of a dovish pivot yet. For now, it's a scramble for cover. We're seeing a regime shift toward inflation protection and defensive value.
And don't forget the credit markets. They're oddly quiet. If this macro outlook really sours, we should see credit spreads widening, but we're not seeing that commentary yet. It makes me wonder if the equity markets are just having a localized panic attack.
A localized panic attack that wiped out hundreds of billions in market cap? That's one heck of a headache, Gerald.
Yeah, it's a big one. But look at the Philippines. They have an energy emergency, yet their ETF was only down 1.5%. There's resilience in emerging markets that the dollar-centric press is totally ignoring.
Fair point. The world doesn't end at the Hudson River, even if the headlines suggest otherwise. The barbell strategy seems the most sensible. Own some oil and financials as a hedge, but keep some dry powder for when the tech dust finally settles.
I'm going to keep my eyes on NVIDIA. If it hits that stabilization point, I'm back in. You can keep your banks and your bandages, Gerald.
All right. We'll see who's laughing when the next earnings cycle starts. If you want to see the full charts and the sources we mentioned, check out investmentflash.com. And if you're enjoying the show, hit follow on Spotify so you don't miss our next deep dive.
Yeah, and maybe check the oil price before you order that expensive coffee this morning. It's going to be a volatile week.
I'm switching to water. I need to save every penny for those NVIDIA dips. We'll see you for the New York edition later today at 9 a.m. New York time.
See you then. Stay sharp.
Wait, I forgot to mention the retail ETF. XRT was only down 1%. Consumers are still spending, guys. There's hope yet.
Tom, we're ending. We'll talk about retail in the New York show. Go get some coffee.
Ha, fine. But I'm telling you, the consumer is the key.
The consumer is currently paying $4 for gas, Tom. Let it go.
All right. See you then.
Bye, everyone.
Take care.
Wait, one more thing. Did you see the British Airways thing again?
Tom, stop. We are done.
Okay. Truly leaving now.